Today we start a wonderful new perek. We're on Daf Kof Dalet Amud Aleph at the beginning of Perek Shvi. Anoder min haYerek Halacha Aleph. Anoder min haYerek Mutar b'Diluim. Rabbi Akiva Osir. Amrul Rabbi Akiva. V'alo Omer Adam L'Shlucho Kach Lanu Yerek. V'omer Lo Matzati Al Diluim. So obviously it's not a Yerek. Amar Lan. That's the whole point. V'chein Adamar. You think he's going to come back and say, Shema Omer or Lomba Tzati or Kitnit? It's because of the fact that the Diluin are generally Bechlal Yerek. Asur Bepol HaMitzri Lach Umutar B'Yavesh. Now, Mizbar Sover Rabbi Akiva, we thought at this point, but Rabbi Akiva's Svora is, because he holds Matzati V'Lomba Tzati, that in a case where he's told to buy something, and he will come back and report that I found this, but not exactly that, it's considered to be the same thing. Here's a change. If that's the case, miata, so then, if a person makes a neder about not eating meat, so he should be included in fish, because a guy could send someone to the store. Go to the store and get some meat. He'll come back and say, look, they were out of meat, but they have fish. So according to this, anoder min habasar is asur bedagim. And it says beferish in the braita that anoder min habasar mutar bedagim. But the truth is, El Rabbi Akiva Savar Meimar, that diluin or bechlal yerek, actually, it's that Rabbi Akiva holds that in a general sense, the set of Yerek includes everything that grows from the ground, including Dilu'in. Whereas Basar is not meant to refer to fish. The Rabbonan Amin Eina Dilu'in Bechlal Yerek. And therefore, Noda Min HaYerek is Mutar Dibaluim. And the truth is that you have to take a look at Dinei Mominus, which the Yerushalmi always calls Midat HaDin, because Din refers to dinim, mishpat, moment. So after midat hadin kain, if you're going to sell something somebody, so the halacha is exactly the same thing. The same machlokes for the Tanakh and Rabbi Akiva. Yerek gina. Somebody says to somebody, yerek gina zem machur. So I'm selling you all of the garden vegetables, and in the pile of garden vegetables there were pumpkins. Ayusham diluim. So al daite the Rabbi Akiva mechurim. Al daiken drabanan inam luchurim, and the same thing would be by hefker is also the same way. Somebody who is magdish or is mafkir the yerakot of his garden, and in that garden he's growing pumpkin. It's going to Rabbi Akiva. He was mafkir or magdish the pumpkins according to drabanan. Not Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. They say no. It's not. It has nothing to do with going to the store. It's because Ata, it's going over here at the Yechidaya Da'ach, Rabbi Akiva, in the Mishnah, which is brought as a Dat Yachid, is basically the equivalent of the Stoma de Taman. It's like the Stam Braita, the Tosefta, and the Yechidah de Taman, which is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is brought as a Dat Yachid, and the Tosefta is the Tanakama over here at the Stam Da'ach. What is that machloka? The Tani. It says in the Braita, Hanoder min habasar, asur b'chomine basar, v'yasur, also, changing gears, v'yasur b'rosh, b'raglayim, b'kirbayim, b'kana, u'bofot. All of these things, if you sent a person to buy meat, he would ask you whether you want chicken. And therefore they're b'chlal basar, just as Rabbi Akiva said. But you would be mutar b'tsar dagim v'chagavim, because a person is not nimlach on the basar dagim v'chagavim. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, hanodim en habasar asur b'chomine basar, umutar b'rosh b'raglayim v'b'kaneh v'b'leiv v'kaveh, umutar b'basar dagim. So he's even mutar, even though a shliach would say, would you want some chicken? It's not sufficient, and therefore it's not b'chal basar, because he wouldn't buy it without asking. So even something which the shliach is nimlachan is not bechlal yerek. V'chein ha'yerek shemeng amliel omer, kravaya lav basar, that it, organ meats is not called meat. If somebody eats that kind of stuff, isn't it human? Now, how kol modim, even Rabbi Akiva is modim, that if you're nodim and not diluim, you certainly don't mean to include under diluim all vegetables, shemutar b'yerek. Just because one thing subsumes the other does not mean that the thing that's subsumed is also a way of referring to the broader set. So when you're noda from the thing which is tafel to the set, then you become also only in that. And here too, if you're noda fairish from pumpkins, you're also in pumpkins. Anoda min abasar. So asur begidim. You'd be also on gidei basar, if they're soft enough to tendons, if they're soft enough to eat. But if you're nodim in a gidim, we understand that to mean that a guy wants to eat real meat, he doesn't want to eat gidim. So he's mutar basar. Ma pligi, when it says in the Mishnah, the machlokas would be a kiv in the Tanakhama, but nodim in a yerek, it's not referring, if he's also a dalat, it's not referring to every dalat. They're arguing about a dalat mitzrit. About dalat, Yevanit, which has very long leaves, which are edible. Everybody is moded that that is like a vegetable. Rabbi Krisva, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, says, Kol ilen karaya ucharufta, all types of pumpkins and kruv, da'anan achlin, anything around here that we eat, is Dalat Yevanit. They're included under the general rubric of Dalat Yevanit because they all have these long leaves and they would be included under Yerek according to everybody. Reb Yehuda bar Tzardaya Omer, the Kirmolim, which are the leaves that grow on pumpkins, they are Erei Ki Yerek. Everybody's made it that that's a vegetable. And the only question was about the pumpkin meat itself. Reb Yonah of Reb Yosef Bo'i, Kirmulin maujil chayavim b'maasrot. They were asking, does it have a din of a vegetable to be chayav in maaser? And Bar Kapora says in a bright, Tani Bar Kapora, that they're not considered to be edible food for humans. And therefore the peturim mina maasrot. Hadadat armadat shaloa su diluim. When do you say that karmolin or peturim mina maaser? That's only before the pumpkin grew to which they're attached. So they're sort of just like the only thing that's there. Aval imasu diluin, once, however, the pumpkin already grew, at that point the leaves are softer, and they're often used together also with pumpkin, and people view that as being food, and therefore they would become chayav in maaser. Horu Reb Yosi, be'ilon ale klukisaya, Reb Yosi was meira halacha, that in this particular plant that had also these very long leaves, she'asur legamot behen mayim, mipnei she'atzvim ochlim otam. You cannot use them on Shemitah for being goma water, for you use them as, to weave, because they're actually a ma'achal, they're a ma'achal behimah. So if you're going to use them for drawing water, they would make them into straws or into a barrier to collect water. So then you're going to be mafsid perot of shvi'it because they're actually used for animal food. Hanodim and ayerek maoshia muta bumute apumalia. Would the you be muter in types of, I don't know, this is like a type of member of the loof family type of lettuce. Kagon, let's say, Nava, Masrula, Plulalia, Kaluksaya, I'm sorry, I cannot tell you what these things are, and we leave that hanging. Reb Yitzchak Bar Hakila and Reb Yoshua Ben Levi both say, Treyan Amrim, that Kulkus, which is a type of broad-leafed loof, is a din of Yerek when it comes to Maser and Shemitah, and when it comes to Peyav, which is that it's Potter, from Peah, because only things that you're machnis l'kiyum and that are stored long-term are chayav in Peah. This is something that is not stored long-term, and it has a din of yerek in terms of kilayim, so you can't plant it in a vineyard. But what the halach is when it comes to nedorim, about whether it's included in yerek, I don't know. Tzricha. So he left that hand. Noder min hayer, mao sheye mutar v'yavesh, dried yer. Would that be included? Or is yerek, by definition, something verdant, green, fresh? Yishmina min hada, asur b'pol ha-mitzri lach u'mutar v'yavesh. Don't you see from there that if it's lach, then it's called a yerek, but if it's yavesh, it's not called a yerek? No, it's a special case. Lo amar la pola mitzri, that's because when the pola mitzri dries out, it becomes like more of a grain type of thing. So yesh lo gur, and it's piled up, and it's treated like grain. It's like, you know, like we have these green peas that are dried. So that's more like a dagan than a yerek, but the normal things that become dried up, that don't turn into the equivalent of peas, a davash ainbo goren, maybe would be also a filu yabesh. So you can't, certainly you can't bring a riot from here. Changing girsa? Hanodem and aperi. Also bekishuin, bedilun, bavatichin, malabafonot, vasur becho perota ilan. Somebody uses the word fruit. He is also on the fruit of the garden. Doesn't only mean fruit of trees. Tomatoes would be fruit of the adama. So would malafafon. So another min perot hashana, asur b'chol perot hashana, but only the what we would call direct products of the earth, agricultural products, even though in the broadest sense agriculture includes meat. But he would be mutter b'gedim, b'tloyim, b'chalav, b'etzim, b'gozalot. But if he said gidulei shana, then he would be asur b'chol. Anything that grew this year. Someone who's not a minat tirosh. Tirosh, even though in the Torah it means the wine, but it's lashon b'nei adam, it's used to mean candies, or sweet things, sweet fruits. So he would be also b'chomine mitika, wouldn't be able to eat sweet things, but he would be allowed to eat yayin, despite the fact that this is an inversion of its use in the Torah. But this is going command yomri yochub and darim achar l'shon b'nei adam, and since it's used in the vernacular this way, we look to vernacular bram. However, according to command yomri yochub and darim achar l'shon Torah, obviously he would be usher in the tiroshes yain. Ha Torah karaoto tirosh tiroshecha in the posik tiroshecha v'yitzarecha tiroshecha over there refers to specifically to yayin, and therefore would be the opposite of this mandi omar. Hanodem min adagan asur b'pola mitzri yavesh. The Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim omrim eino asur ala mechameshet haminim. Rabbi Meir omer hanodem min atvua eino asur ala mechameshet haminim. Aval hanodem min adagan is anything which is ika asur b'ko. Why does he say dagan? He means not things that you wouldn't pile up in that fashion, like Pirota Ilan or Yerek, but even split peas are called Dagan. Ma time of the Rebbe Meir, that it should be also in a kidney. It's because, in the broadest sense, Dagan would be mashma also, digna da'ara. Anything which you pile up as a totsa'ah, tivu'ah, that which is brought forth from the ground. And my tamid rabbana, it means they hold dagan is ibura. So ibura, the ibur ha'aretz, is a reference to tfua. Now taman tanina in the mission of chala, anodim in a pat, umina tfua, asur bam, divir Rabbi Meir. Somebody who has a pat or tfua on himself is asur only on them, meaning the chamesh mini dagan. But if he's not a minadagan, then he's also on anything, including any type of kitniot and so on. The Chachomim say that even in that case, he's also only on the same thing as if he would have said tfua, which is the chameshet amini. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, however, had he been not a minapat, a minatfua, then yeasur bakol karabanit, then Rabbi Meir would have agreed to the Chachomim, and they would be also on the end of Chameshet Amin, which is mashma over here that the Chachomim argue, and they hold that you would be also on everything, even if they would have said Tfu'ah. But the thing is, the Bavli we learned, and this was a brighter, that HaKomodim Benodim in the Tvua, She'enu Asur Elam HaKamesh Taminim. Here it's Mashman to Rabban or Otsumayim to Rabbi Meir. It says Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Matnita Amraki. Don't be make this deal. That since it says Asur Be'em Divri Rabbi Meir, that the Chachomim would be Asur on Mur. Actually, what it's saying is, Anodim and Adogon, Eino Otzer Elamehem. What you should be mefarish is that since Rabbi Meir says Eino Otzer Elamehem, the Mashmaut is that Anodim and Adogon would be Asur B'Kol, the Rabbanan argued to say not that you'd be Asur on Mur if you said Tvu'ah, but rather that they argue in the sense that even Anodim and Adogon is only Asur on Chameshes Aminim, but not to the other thing. In other words, it's not an inversion. That Dagon, you're also in Chameshes Aminim, not like Rabbi Meir, but Tvua, you're also in everything, whereas Rabbi Meir holds only Chameshes Aminim. That's not the point. The point is they're arguing about the Dagon, but they agree about the Tvua. So, Manan Kayami, I mean, what exactly is the case? Imba Omer Pat Torah. But a guy says, whatever the Torah calls Pat. So I mean, that would be true if a guy says Tvua Torah. I mean, where do you get Chameshes Aminim from? What, from the Diyukim in the Pasuk? They got Lachal Moshe Misinai. And if a guy would have said, I'm asking myself whatever the Torah calls Tvua. So, I mean, then it would be the same case, no? I mean, even in the Torah we find that you should be asking everything because it says Tvua Takara. The Torah uses the word Tvua to be referring to the produce. So produce is any type of produce. And going to the produce market, obviously it includes not only Chameshes Aminim. And if you say pat stam, I mean, people don't even call spelt bread. They would call it spelt bread, but they wouldn't call it bread. Stam, you buy bread, it's not bread. You're referring to chitim v'sorim. So if you're talking about pat stam, then why wouldn't it just be chitim v'sorim? Or why does it say Chameshes Aminim? And Chameshes Aminim is a very strange way of talking about Lashon B'nai Adam. I mean, either you're talking about the way the Torah refers to it, so then why by the Tvua, aren't you? But if you're referring to the way people refer to it, so how did you get Chameshet Minim? What everybody's a Talmud Chacham to call bread in terms of Chameshet Minim, why? Omer Rabbi Yossi, look, we'll have to talk it, is that, we'll have to say it's talking in a particular Kimta. Ki Amtei, the Mishnah is going to have to be talking about V'makom Shochvim Kol Pat. It must be in a place where they make pot from everything. So, ain korui pot stam. So even in a place where they would make pot from rice, they would sell rice bread. They would sell dochan bread. What's dochan again? Yeah. Maybe. So finish the mission would be that even in such a place where pot is a very broad term, people, lemaisa, will only call real bread chamesh taminim. It has to be from an actual tvua. La fuke pat orez v'dochan. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. But in afiyami, it's certainly very dependent on the local usage. Perek shvi halacha gimel. Choftal ramad beis on the bottom. Hanoder min aksut mutar besak b'ri'ah v'chamila. Amar konim semer ola alai, mutar lakasot begizei semer. Konim pishtan ola alai, mutar lakasot ba'anitzei pishtan. Rabbi Yonamer, akol lefi hanet. Let's say he was ta'an v'iziya, hayare kol kasha. Amar konim tzomer pishtim ola alai, mutar lakasot, but asur lav shilacharav, because of the context. Says the Gemara, hanodar min haksud, mutar besak, which is made out of hair, b'yiri'ah, which is very thick threads, and it's not pleasant to wear, u'b'chamila, which is like a raincoat, u'b'sakurtia, which is a thick leather that's used to protect yourself when you're doing welding and things like that, u'b'pamalia, which are the same thing, but they're pants that are used, made for, with leather, v'yasur b'pasikia, but he can't wear a wide belt or a punda, which is a money belt. Hanoder min hamalbush, on the other hand, is different. There is also b'chol minei malbush. He would be also with normal clothing, and he would be mutter even with the psikia and the punda, because they're not malbush, even though you wear them, but they're not malbush. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Rabbi Zeira Boy. Omar Konin Ksut She'eni Lavush. How about if he says both? He says, I won't be Lovesh with Ksut. What's the halacha over there? Is that the equivalent of Ksut? Or is it Lavush? Or the other way around, Lavush She'eni Mitkaset. Which is the same thing, using both Lashonos. Gemara lets that hang. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Omar Konin Kol Davar She'darko Mitkasot. Suppose he asks on himself something where sometimes you're mitkaseh in the thing itself, and sometimes you're mitkaseh with that which is made from that kind of thing. So then nadar bo mutar biyotzei mimenu, nadar biyotzei mimenu mutar bo. Ma itlak, what type of thing are we referring to? Well, let's say kagon elin shelachim. So you have ore, you have skins, where you have still, like on a lambskin, you have the wool that's attached to the skin. So you could use either the skin itself, or you could use the wool. So someone who says he will not be mitkaseh with ore would be allowed to be mitkaseh with the wool that's stuck to the ore. But if he says he won't be, or if he says he won't be mitkaseh with wool, he would be allowed to be mitkaseh with the ore. Kol shedarko mitkasot ve'ein derech hayotzei mimenu mitkasot. On the other hand, if you would not use the byproduct to be mitkaseh, nadar bo asmutar biyotzei mimenu, and nadar biyotzei mimenu, you obviously only mean bo, aser bo. What's the case we're referring to, for instance, that would be such a thing, where you only use the product itself and not the byproduct, to go on Elon Cicerana, where you have now these shirts that are made out of suede, which has now still on it the notza shalizim, the hair of the goat. It's goat skin, which has hair on it, but you would never use the hair as a fuzz. So you will not use the fuzz as a beggar. So if you say I won't use no tsar, what you're really referring to is the suede like ore that has the fuzz on it. Behold, and on the other way around, where you would never use the thing itself, but you would only use the byproduct. Now this is the same situation basically we had with Ochlin. Right, where you had byproducts, the thing itself, exactly the same situation. So nadar bo nunit kaven ela biyotzei mimenu. When you say I won't use this, what you mean is I won't use the product that is made from this. Referring to what? Ma'itlach om rabbis rabbi bon to go nadin semer gefen. You have cotton, and certainly if you're talking about the cotton plant, nobody uses a cotton plant. You just use the cotton fluff that you process. Certainly you're not going to oust yourself in wearing the plant itself on you. Nobody uses that. So if you said that, what you meant was what we call cotton, the material. Keni matnitin, and the way to explain now our mission is that ta'an v'hizia, a guy's carrying something and he's all sweated up, v'omar konim tzemo pishtim olim alai, mutar l'boshvat v'asulaf shilacharam. So you have to explain that when it says in the Mishnah, it's not dafka in a case where you're talking about zia and so on, where over there is mutter to be lovesh or suit, because the truth is, in that case, it's only because he was carrying the tzemer upishtim. Change the gears a little bit over here. Hayalavush tzemer veitza, v'amar konim tzemer upishtim olim alai. You could have exactly the same case in the opposite way. Let's say a guy is wearing a woolen suit on a hot day, and it's making him itchy, and he's disgusted, and he doesn't want to wear it. And he says, I'm not gonna put this on me. And he doesn't say, I won't wear it. I won't put this on me. It still means that he won't wear it because of the context. So it could be the other direction too. It's not magic because you said Allah. Even if you said Olim Allah. So if he was wearing it and he said olim alai, he would be usur to wear the suit, but he would be mutter lafshin alacharav, because the context shows us that what's bothering him is that he's wearing a tight woolen suit. Hanodim in abayit mutar baliyah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Vechachamim omrim aliyah bichlal abayit. Hanodim min aliyah mutar babayit. Now it would appear near in Divrei Rabbi Meir beironi. Rabbi Meir is saying over here that your mutter baliyah is talking about that the guy lives in a city, and since over there the aliyot are generally rented out separately, so each section is rented out. So when the guy ushers, he's not thinking about the aliyah, because that's rented to somebody else anyway. It would be normally the way he thinks about it. But in a kvar, where a person doesn't rent out his aliyah to somebody, so if he ushers now the house, he means the whole house where the people live. You don't look at it as being two separate homes. Right. It's a new issue, wasn't brought up. Okay?